This is a Fox News alert, an important Supreme Court ruling. I'm Dave Anthony, not the much-anticipated one on abortion. This one involves school choice in Maine.
They have various school districts and geographic areas. If there's not an available school there that meets a public school that meets the needs of your family, they do provide state money, sort of vouchers that you can use elsewhere. And there's been a big fight about whether that actually includes religious private schools. The court has just ruled that the program which banned those funds from going to religious schools actually violates the Constitution, meaning those vouchers can be used at private schools that have a religious core to them.
Fox's Shannon Bream, the Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot, will hear from some state election officials today in a hearing detailing the pressure from then-President Trump to get them to overturn 2020 results. He calls the probe one-sided and a witch hunt. The Uvalde, Texas school board faced some angry parents at last night's meeting, some calling for the school police chief to be ousted for slow response to last month's shooting that left 19 students dead. A teenage daughter of one of the two teachers murdered told them, "My mom died protecting her students, but who was protecting my mom?"
Several local media outlets have obtained still images from the surveillance camera video in the hallway of Robb Elementary School, which reportedly shows the entrances to classrooms 111 and 112 down the hall and on the left. A handful of officers at the end of the hall with at least one rifle and one shield. And that is significant because one of the explanations that's been given for why officers waited more than an hour to go into the classroom is that they didn't have shields or enough firepower to do it.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. A stock market surge this morning, rebounding from last week's sell-off. The Dow is up 595 points, but a decline in the housing market. Previously owned home sales fell a fourth straight month, with mortgage rates now at the highest level since November 2008. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a challenge to a school choice program in Maine. It overturns a ban on state funding going to religious schools. Now, the court issued other decisions today, but not the much anticipated, very controversial one involving abortion.
Everybody clap your hands.
Those are pro-choice protesters back outside the court this morning. A leaked draft opinion last month showed conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion, allowing states to restrict it. The next day for the court to release rulings as its term winds down is Thursday. The State Department has confirmed a second American who went to Ukraine to fight has died. Steve Zabielski's family says he was killed in combat last month. This says two other Americans are Russian prisoners.
Alex Drukey, 39 years old, and Andy Wynn, 27 years old, both from Alabama, both former U.S. service members, and both captured while fighting alongside the Ukrainians near the city of Kharkiv. Now, the precedent for their fate is not a hopeful one. Two Britons and one Moroccan man already captured by Russia fighting for Ukraine, they've already been sentenced to death. And the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said last night that these two Americans should not be treated as prisoners of war. He referred to them as soldiers of fortune. And he said the death penalty is not off the table.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Odessa, Ukraine. Later today, President Biden will go to a Washington, D.C. COVID vaccine clinic as his administration rolls out smaller doses of Pfizer and Moderna shots for kids as young as 6 months old after final CDC approval over the weekend.
Parents, some of them who are first-time moms and dads, are having to make that tough decision on whether or not to get their babies vaccinated against COVID-19. Parents can either choose from three doses of the Pfizer vaccine or two doses of the Moderna shot. But a recent Kaiser Health poll found that just 1 in 5 parents say they'll get their kids vaccinated right away.
That is Fox's Alexis McAdams. I'm Dave Anthony. This is
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.